At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Are you looking for another job, Arcan?
Not at the moment, I'm not.
You're not looking for any kind of side gig along with hosting this show? And various other shows on this station?
At the moment, no. Just in case Ken or Mike are listening, no, absolutely not. I would never.
Well, I mean, there is a potential if you wanted to head down to Atlanta and become the new man known as the Freeze.
Guy who runs in the baseball
game. Atlanta Braves posted a job alert, and Zach has it up on Twitch for the exact description. It is known as Mascot Sprinter. It's with the Atlanta Braves, and it would be part-time. So
I don't like that there's the new Freeze. I thought the Freeze was like a guy. It's like, what is it, like 007? There could just be a new James Bond now and all the time. Like, there's new Freezes all the time. I don't like that. I didn't realize that it was a... Because I remember there used to be a different Lucky the Leprechaun, right? The Lucky the Leprechaun that we see now, that fresh-faced young lad, was not always Lucky the Leprechaun. Lucky the Leprechaun used to be this other guy who... I remember he got in like a bar fight in Quincy or something like that. There was a whole story about that. And then they moved on to this other guy, the less problematic Lucky the Leprechaun. And that was, I didn't like that either. But at the very least, I sort of got it. Okay, well, you know, eventually someone else has got to be Lucky the Leprechaun. I thought the Freeze was just one guy. So now they got to find some other fast guy. I'm not fast enough to be the Freeze. There was a time where I was pretty fast. When I was like in middle school, I was pretty fast. But these days, are you kidding me? These days, my three-year-old son, like, I'm running backwards, but he's running past me. We're running around, you know, he's at the playground. All of a sudden, he gets out, he starts running. I'm like, oh, God, I got to go catch him now. I'm winded, like, four strides into it. No. I'd love to, listen, whoever takes that job, it's a cool job. You get to wear a cool suit. You get to run and run past all these people in front of a big crowd and look cool. That's cool. But I'd look more, you know what I'd look like? I'd look like the guy in the sausage race if I tried to do the Freeze. I'd be all awkward. I'd fall down. It would be a whole horrible thing. So while I do appreciate that is a job opening, although I do think they should call it something else, the guy who was the Freeze should be the Freeze. Have there been multiple Freezes, or was there just the one and then the Freeze retired? That's what I'd like to know. Because if that's the case, if there was just one Freeze and now they're going to replace him with another Freeze, don't love that. If there's been a bunch of different Freezes, then who cares? But no, I'd say that job is not for me. Who do I think would make the best Freeze here at the station? Who's probably got the best foot speed? I know Jones runs. Mego could be the Freeze. But I don't know. Like they're both like distance runners. They like run every day. I don't know how fast they actually are. Like a lot of people run, but they're not fast. I don't know. I'd go with like Jones and Mego, like Jones riding on Mego's shoulders. That would be my new Freeze.
We're just going to start conducting 40-yard dashes all week now.
Yeah,
Who's the fastest? Who could be the Freeze?
By the way, Bruin, they're all just beating the hell out of each other right now. It's pretty cool. Anyway, that's not for me, I don't think, unfortunately. I'm going to have to bow out of... I'm going to have to withdraw my name from consideration.
I do want to express my condolences for you. We found out that Travis Hunter is out for the season because of that knee injury. So I want to give you the platform to send your well wishes to Travis Hunter. And I've even got some music all queued up for you. So go ahead and say your farewell to Travis Hunter for his rookie year.
Well, Travis, this rookie year didn't quite go how we thought it would. Me and the rest of the team 12. The LCL, I believe, is what he had problems with. I didn't even know there was an LCL. I've heard of the ACL, the MCL, the UCL. There's an LCL. There's too many CLs, okay? That's the problem. You think we'd have evolved as a species by now that we don't need all these CLs in our knees. But unfortunately, he had the LCL repaired in Dallas. No additional damage to the knee. That's good news. And he will be able to return to full football activities in 6 months. But, it was a non-contact injury during practice. And it's too bad because his last game was his best game. He caught 8 passes for 104 yards and his first touchdown as the Jaguars got their asses handed to them by the LA Rams in London in Week 7. But my man Travis flashed. And I know there's people there saying they shouldn't have wasted that fourth pick on him because he wasn't that good as a receiver and he also wasn't that good as a corner. He is a rookie, first of all, and he was hitting his stride. Unfortunately, in hitting his stride, he also tore his LCL or whatever the hell it is. He finishes the year 28 catches, 298 yards, 1 touchdown on defense, 15 tackles, 3 pass breakups. He played 67% of the team's offensive snaps, 36% of the defensive snaps. Until his injury. Travis, get better, my friend. Come back next year and stun on those hoes. That's all I have to say about that. But I'm Team Travis Hunter till the end. That's my guy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, I'm glad we got that one out of the way. Arkin, I'm curious. When Disney started making live-action movies, were you a yay, were you a nay on the general concept? How did you feel about Disney going into that route?
Which ones do you mean?
Just as a whole. I think it started with Beauty and the Beast, but then they've like covered all the other ones. Or no, Jungle Book they actually started with. But
For live-action movies?
Yeah.
Going back to Treasure Island and stuff? Or
I think it was 2016. They just adapted the old animated
films. Oh, and then made them into real
life? And made them into live action ones.
Okay. I don't know. I don't see that many movies. I should be trying to get more into this now that I have a son who's of age to be watching these movies. All he cares about is trains, though. Like, you sit down for a movie, it's like hard to even really get that going. I don't have strong feelings about that one way or the other. I will say that I'm very tired of Hollywood in general just recycling all these old shows and old movies. I'm very, very tired of that. Vince Gilligan, who has a new show out called Pluribus. Have you heard about Pluribus?
I have not.
Okay, so Vince Gilligan is the guy who made Breaking Bad. He's the guy who made Better Call Saul. And he was big-time instrumental in The X-Files, back when The X-Files was really popular. A lot of the best X-Files episodes were written and directed by this guy, Vince Gilligan. And then he went on and did Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. And now he's got a new show out with, what's-her-name from Better Call Saul, with Kim Wexler, whose real name is Rhea Seehorn, I think. And she's the star. And it's, I don't want to really explain too much of it because only the first two episodes have been released. It's on Apple TV. I think you can also watch it on Amazon Prime, maybe. It's one of the best pilots and first two episodes of any show I've ever seen. And it's super unique and it's its own thing. And that's what I like. And I like that Vince Gilligan, he came out and he said it. He goes, this generation doesn't have any stories that are their own. This generation of, you know, people who consume media, all they get are the old boomer movies and the old Gen X movies and the old millennial movies and TV shows rebooted for the new audience because we can't come up with anything on our own. And that sucks. And that's true. I mean, that's a real truth about the way things have been made. You know, there's not a lot of new stuff out there. It's just reboots left and right all over the place. And those are the ones that get the most push because those are the ones that have the biggest audiences. No one wants to take a chance on a new show unless there's someone like Gilligan attached to it. And I'm glad. I'm glad that he's continuing to make stuff like that because the first two episodes of Pluribus, anyway, were awesome. Oh, were they awesome. But as far as Disney and anybody else who just keeps rebooting all their old crap over and over again, I'm so tired of it. I can't believe that this is still the way that the machine is working. You know, come up with something out. Come up with something for this generation, for these young kids that they can grow up with and look back on and say, oh, yeah, this was like the movie that defined our generation. Like, even when it comes to teen comedies, you had American Pie in the 90s. You had Superbad. You know, you had all these different kinds. Now you don't have anything like that. When's the last teen comedy that came out? I can't even think of one. You know, it's just it sucks. I'm kind of down on that in general. But as far as Disney's concerned, you know, like, you want to make live-action movies, make new ones. That's how I feel.
Well, I'm guessing then I know your answer to the question I wanted to get to.
I thought that was the question.
Well, it's a two-parter. I wanted to get your opinion, but then I wanted to get to the actual news, which is that they're going to make a live-action Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, down, out. No, forget it. I don't want to. Screw that. Alice in Wonderland. What, we need another Alice in Wonderland? Really? Is that what we need? How about we get another new Avengers movie, too? You know, let's get another whatever. Like, I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of it. What do we need a new version of Alice in freaking Wonderland for? Can anyone write a story? Can anyone in the world write a goddamn story on their own without just booting up some old show or some old movie or some old story or something like that? Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. Get AI to do it for you if you don't want to do it yourself. But can we please get some new stuff? That's what I'd like to see. Answer your question. I'm out on all that crap. I want some new stuff.
We got a feisty Arcan Fire. And one more thing before we get to the producer's point, as we do every Tuesday here in the Arcan Fire, give me your NFL takeaway from Week 10 that is non-Patriots related.
NFL takeaway from Week 10 that is non-Patriots related.
Could be about any team, any player, whatever you want.
Okay. Let's see. Who had the worst loss of the week? I'd say San Francisco getting smoked by the Rams. That was pretty bad for them. You know what? I'll give you a take on that game last night. That was two of the best teams in the NFC, two of the best teams in the league. Both of them considered to be, you know, the Eagles, the reigning champions, the Green Bay Packers. They've been out there this whole time. I would say that was one of the least watchable games I've ever seen. And I know that there was another 10-7 game this week with Denver and in Las Vegas. At the very least, you can say, well, Vegas was there, and they played down to Vegas's level. These are two good teams, Philadelphia and Green Bay. And that was like a trip to the dentist. Oh, that game was brutal. I turned it off and turned it back on, and it was still no score. I was like, are you serious? 10-7? I don't know. Every week, I feel like another team that you look at and say, oh, that team could really do it this year, just puts up an embarrassing performance. That is, I feel like that happens week in and week out, and you got it again this week. And the Eagles and the Packers, for that matter, one of the teams had the win, but they both should be embarrassed by that performance last night.
Well, let's put that one away and talk about Week 11 with our Steam Chaser of the Week. Arcan, look at the slate for Week 11 in the NFL. Who are you chasing the steam on early on?
Okay, well, taking a look at what's coming up here, let me pull up these numbers here. And when it comes to chasing the steam, for those who are uninitiated who don't know, that happens when there is a big discrepancy between the amount of bets versus the amount of money getting wagered. So, for example, the Patriots and the Jets, right? 6% of the bets are on the Jets on the money line. 21% of the money is on the Jets on the money line, though. So there are some people out there who still don't believe, some big, you know, big bettors who don't believe in the Patriots yet and think this could be a trap game and that the Jets could surprise them. The Jets have won two in a row. I don't think that's possible, but there is a little bit of that. As far as the rest of the games, in terms of big-time discrepancies, there aren't a ton of them. However, there are a few. For example, Green Bay, -7 at the Giants. Coming off of that loss to the Eagles, they are 46% of the bets, 57% of the money. The Seattle Seahawks, +3.5 against the Rams, getting 72% of the bets, 80% of the money. And their biggest one, I would say, would be the Chiefs, who are in Denver, -3.5 or -4, depending on which book you look at. The Chiefs, 57% of the bets, 80% of the money. I'd imagine that line moves a little bit. That, so far, is the steamiest one that I've seen on the board. The Chiefs, it seems like everybody thinks it's going to be a tough, hard-nosed, hard-fought game there in Denver against the Broncos and Bo Nix. But the big bettors, the big whales, they're all looking at it and saying, yeah, the Chiefs are going to cover that, and they're going to cover it easily. And that is this week's edition of Chasing the Steam.
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Going to make this one very short and sweet. My reaction after last Sunday shows me one thing, that this team in the New England Patriots should win the AFC East, and that should be the minimum for how they get into the postseason. They allow themselves the two-game buffer leading with the Bills. Not only did the Bills lose while you beat Tampa, but you also have the tiebreaker over them. Plus your schedule, as Stephen A. Smith liked to say, are cupcakes. You got the Jets. You got the Bengals with or without Joe Burrow. You got the Giants. So I fully expect this Patriots team to enter the postseason as AFC East champs and get themselves a home playoff game.
All right, there you go. That is the producer's point from Joe Braverman, bullish on the Patriots and liking their playoff chances.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.